Welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place, Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with the Kentucky Bluebells.
If y'all noticed in the audience, I'm not wearing those picks anymore. Sometimes I switch back and forth. I play the three-finger banjo style and the clawhammer style. Sometimes it's more fun. The clawhammer's a little more melodious, and we can sing some different type of stuff with that. So that's why we do that sometimes. This next one is another clawhammer song, and this is one of our favorites. This is called Little Bird of Heaven.
Back door, kicking old can 50 miles or more, written right there on the side of the can, little bird of heaven right here in your hand. Well, I looked up and I looked back, walked 100 miles down that railroad track, all I can tell from where I stand, little bird of heaven right here in your hand. Tell me it's a fragile thing, it's hard to fly with a broken wing. Lost my ticket to the promised land, little bird of heaven right here in your hand. So toss it up or pass it round, paying mind of what you're carrying around. Oh, keep it close only while you can, little bird of heaven right here in your hand. And fallen leaves, starlings lie on the broken trees. Fine, we all need a place to land, little bird of heaven right here in your hand. So toss it up or pass it round, paying mind of what you're carrying around. Oh, keep it close only while you can, little bird of heaven right here in your hand. Ooh.
All right, this next song we're going to do is a really great gospel song. This one gives us chills sometimes, and it might you too. This one's called He Touched Me.
Shackled by a heavy burden, meet the load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me. Touched me, and all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me, and He made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since He cleansed and made me, oh, He touched me, and all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me, and He made me whole. Something wonderful
brought up a really good point. People that may not necessarily be as familiar with the banjo, could you tell a little bit about the difference between claw picking and your finger style?
Yeah, definitely. Some people don't realize that the banjo can be played like two totally separate different instruments. You know, it takes time to learn each one just like you were learning a different instrument. First, I started on the three-finger style, and I learned a lot that way, and then I got the opportunity to go to Cowan Creek Mountain Music School down in Whitesburg, Kentucky. And actually, Elia's been there as well, and Andrea, and Amelia. We've all been there, haven't we? Have we all been there? But it's a really, really neat. It's like a little summer school kind of thing. You go there for a week, and you study with just the most amazing musicians ever. Like Art Stamper, actually, for example, was there when I started going there. You know, I wanted to play what the other banjo players were playing. So I took off my picks and... Usually you change the tuning on your banjo and you just hop right in there. It was just the best thing. I thought I was a bluegrass girl, but I'm kind of an old-time girl too. I like them both equally. So the difference between them is, if you don't know, with the three-finger picking style, you have a pick on your thumb, your index finger, and your middle finger. And you're doing kind of like a 3/4 pattern constantly. You keep that roll constantly going, and that really helps drive the music forward. And that's why a lot of bluegrass music is really hard driving, forward pushing kind of music, is because of that roll that's going on the banjo. And then for the old time picking, you actually don't pick. I don't know why I said picking. You take off your picks and you use your fingernail, and it does look like a claw, just like they call it claw hammer. And you just get a pattern with your downstroke and your thumb.
So which one do you think was harder to pick up?
I've spent many, many hours trying to work on things about my three-finger picking. That's always challenging. I have so much more to learn. And then the claw hammer, it's also challenging in a different way. It took me a little more to catch on to the claw hammer because I had already started the three-finger, and I was so used to that, you know, muscle memory in my hand and that motion that I guess it was a little harder for me to start the claw hammer. But don't let that discourage anybody from starting claw hammer. It's definitely a great thing to do, and it's doable.
It's been a long time in the sun today. It's been a long time in the fields. We're breaking our backs. We'll be humming along to a tune of a many year. To a tune of a many year. My working days ain't over. Till then I'll do my best. When the sun goes down and the crickets start singing, it ain't time for rest. No, it ain't time for rest.
sing it to the moon till the world starts coming around. This night won't last forever. Let's throw our worries to the sky. Those shining stars will soak them up and we'll be free tonight. Yeah, we'll be free tonight. We'll break out the fiddle and rosin up. Oh, my dancing feet won't wait. The mandolin strumming in the mood so right. The rhythm is our fate. The rhythm is our fate. Come on down, come on down. Let the music ride upon those golden fingers now. Come on down, come on down. Let's sing it to the moon till the world starts coming around. Tunes are falling slow. Well, tomorrow night is in our minds as we drag our feet back home. Well, I wish we weren't going home. Come on down, come on down. Let the music ride upon those golden fingers now. Come on down, come on down. Let's sing it to the moon till the world starts coming around.
Just joined us, we're with the Kentucky Bluebells on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
A lot of people think that music, you just put a bunch of good people together and it just works, it's magic. It's not
it's
like
not
that.
It's not magic, right. It takes work, but one thing that a really great musician told me once is that there can be tons and tons of people who can play their instrument really well, but a good singer is a dime a dozen, I didn't say that right. The good singer is not the dime a dozen, right? I messed that up. But you know what I mean. So they're hard to find. And people that aren't only great on their instruments, but all can sing just so wonderfully. And the different tones of our voice blend so well. And that's hard to find. And, you know, I was just blessed to have that in this area, in this region.
She knew me, said she'd known me a long time. And she spoke of being in love with every mountain she had climbed. And she talked of trails she walked up far above the timber line. From that night on, I knew I'd write songs, Carolina in the pines. Full moon in the last week brings fullness to the earth. There's no guesswork in the clockwork of the world's heart of mine. There are nights I only feel like Carolina in the and we'll talk of trails we walked up far above the timber line. There are nights I only feel right, Carolina in the pines. Mm-hmm.
people that are familiar with bluegrass, they hear the frantic bow going on the fiddle.
There's a lot of frantic playing in classical music too, definitely. There is fast playing in classical music. You know, your bow technique is very, very important. And I think that's something that a lot of people who start on the fiddle, they don't really keep up with. They kind of find what they're comfortable with and then try and work on that, which I guess works for some people, but I think it's important to know how your arm moves. And you, when you do classical music, you learn all about that and how your fingers and the balancing and how your wrist moves, and it's just like a whole kind of science that goes behind it. So
is it driven by the wrist or the elbow?
A lot of fiddle players drive it with their whole arm, and that keeps them from playing fast and keeps them from having a clean sound. You want to drive it with from your elbow up, and sometimes a lot with your wrist is really what you want. And on those amazing vocals over here in banjo, we've got Chloe Blaine. Can you give her a hand? Yeah. She's absolutely amazing. We're so, so happy that she's with us and helping us with our vocals and leading us. And this next song is actually a Beatles tune that we made into a bluegrass song. And I don't think I have to tell you the name of it. I think you'll know it when you hear it. So here we go.
Face, I can forget the time or place when we just met. He's just the guy for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Night and night and night. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of him tonight. Night and night and night. Falling, his time falling, and he keeps calling me back again. Guys were never quite like this. Night at night at night. Falling, yes, I'm falling. And he's calling me back again. I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. He's just the guy for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Night at night at night.
With the bass, is there any particular, you know, technique that you picked up that's kind of unique to you?
I don't know about unique to me. I mean, I've tried to learn songs as I go. So, I mean, that Beatles song was kind of my idea. They're my favorite band. So I guess I might subconsciously try to mock, you know, Paul McCartney's style a little bit. I don't know, moving between the main notes and the key. Like, I guess most bluegrass songs, and maybe even more universal than that, in any one song, you usually have a 1, 4, and 5 notes out of the key. And so kind of playing between those makes it a little more interesting. So I try to do that. But style really depends on the type of song. That was the last one we played. I've Just Seen a Face. We really made that a, you know, hard drive and bluegrass song. And so you really kind of just stick to the that kind of part, maybe run between a little bit. But then when we play a song like Lucky One, and I get to do the rhythm part, and it just kind of depends on the mood of the song, I think, and what I'm used to hearing with different styles of music, I guess.
So it was a unique take on the Beatles song. How does something like that, you know, come about?
Like I said earlier, when we're in our practices, we try to bring some new songs each time. So, you know, I'll tell them each, try to bring 2 or 3 new songs, and we'll try to run through them. Amelia just sang us the tune to I've Just Seen a Face. I'm a total bluegrass girl, so I had no idea what she was talking about, but everybody else did. So it caught on really fast, and sometimes we get excited and we just go too fast. And that's what happened in our practice. We just got so excited because it sounded so good and it got faster and faster and we're like, yeah, that's it. And that's really where it came from. Well, good morning, Captain. Good morning to you, sir. Hey, hey, do you need another mule skinner out on that new mud runway? Hey, hey, yodeling. I'm a lady mule skinner from down Kentucky.
Time, everybody. I'd like to thank our guests, the Kentucky Bluebells, Ellie, Chloe, Amelia, and Andrea, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. I'd also like to thank those of you listening on our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of the studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, your host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Thank you, and for one more, because I know y'all can't get enough. The encore section of the Kentucky Bluebells.
All the day.
children roll on the little cabin floor, all merry, all happy and bright. By and by, hard times comes a knocking at the door, and the old Kentucky home good night.
Redburn Radio would like to thank Ellie, Chloe, Amelia, and Andrea, the Kentucky Bluebells, for being with us tonight. Redburn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Redburn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redburnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.